Jaina pulled away and focused her mind on Zek, on the hope that he was still alive because she hadn't felt him die, on how much she was going to miss him if he had. Jaina stepped into the lift tube and began her descent. She had no idea whether focusing on Zek had worked. Maybe Kaidus had dismissed whatever he had felt as the glare of an unhappy subordinate, or maybe he would be waiting, lightsaber in hand, as the lift door opened. She emerged from the lift with her lightsaber semi-hidden behind her forearm. To her relief, the only thing waiting was an MD droid about to step into the tube.
"Lord Kaidus and his escorts, did you see them going toward the disposal pit?"
"Why, yes, Captain,"
the droid replied politely.
"They had a body with them. Prisoner IS-23052R, I believe."
"Would that be Prisoner Isolder?" Jaina asked.
"I believe that was his name, yes. The poor man. It looked like Lord Kaidus had snapped 3 of his cervical vertebrae."
"Thanks."
Jaina started across the deck toward the cargo lift, her anger boiling in her stomach. Then something the droid had said caught her attention, and she spun around to ask,
"The prisoner's neck. How do you know it was Lord Kaidus who snapped it?"
The droid stopped inside the lift and turned to face her.
"It always is, Captain."
The MD droid pressed a control button and ascended out of sight. As Jaina started toward the morgue lift, a stern female voice suddenly echoed across the main deck.
"Your attention. All prison hold surveillance and communication systems have been restored. Maintain lockdown level 2. We'll be jumping to final objective in 5 minutes. Repeat, 5 minutes. This will be your final announcement."
The final objective would be Shidu Maad, Jaina knew. Recalling the surge of force power she had experienced when she fought Kaidus the first time, Jaina wondered if she could reach out to her Uncle Luke when the fight began. Perhaps he would be able to bolster her strength as he had on Nickel One. But then she recalled Myrta's comment about her brother underestimating her, and she realized that calling on Luke would be a mistake. If Jaina expected to win this fight, she would have to fight in a different way. Her own way. She stepped into the cargo lift and descended. There was a growing stench of disinfectant and hot metal, and the air grew warm and still. When she reached the morgue level, she was tempted to use the Force to probe for the location of Kaidus's guards. She resisted. The door opened into a rectangular corridor, wider than it was tall, with gray durasteel walls and a long row of hatches running down one side. The 4 guards were standing about 10 meters away, in front of a single hatch on the opposite side, looking back toward the cargo lift. There was no sign of Kaidus. Presumably, he had gone through the hatch behind the guards. Jaina hurled herself onto the floor, rolling toward the guards, shrieking softly but shrilly. They swung their blasters around, letting out curses of surprise and confusion. Jaina rolled to a knee about 3 meters in front of them and pointed back toward the lift.
"Bothins!"
she stammered. That was all it took. The guards raced past her, bringing their blaster rifles up to fire. Jaina sprang up behind them and ignited her lightsaber, then used a single stroke to cut all 4 men in half. The fight had begun.